This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Lord Huron has always made music that sounds cinematic. It's one of the reasons their music has been featured in more commercials, TV shows, and movies than you can count. But with their new album, Long Lost, Lord Huron has created their own fictional world to soundtrack, a world rich with characters and backstories, even a mythical radio station. In a minute, frontman Ben Schneider joins me to take you into that world and talk about what inspired it. And you will hear the full band in a performance recorded in front of a live virtual audience. To kick things off, here they are, playing the song Not Dead Yet. It's Lord Huron on World Cafe.
All messed up, nowhere to go. I stare at myself in the mirror alone. It's hard to when you're having the great, but I ain't dead yet, and I got something to say. Hey. Oh yeah, you got holes in your clothes, and boots on your breath. You look like hell, you smell like death.
That was Not Dead Yet from Lord Huron's new album, Long Lost. They performed that in front of a live virtual audience for World Cafe, and they are my guests today. I'm speaking with frontman Ben Schneider. Ben, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
You're performing for us today in Lord Huron's own studio in LA, Whispering Pines Studio. Could you describe Whispering Pines? Like, what does it look like? What does it feel like there?
Well, so this is a kind of a studio in the old model that they don't really make anymore. It was built in the early 70s, we think, although we're not exactly sure. But, you know, it's a huge tracking room where you could fit a small orchestra and a glass control booth, you know, kind of the classic looking place. The decor has not been updated in the decades intervening. So it looks very much trapped in the early 70s. There's some new equipment in here. But aside from that, it's very brown. the best way to describe it. But it suits us, you know. It's got a real nice vibe. It feels like there's still some spirits hanging around. When you're here late at night, you know, you can get that sort of spooky feeling, which we've tried to turn to our advantage somehow, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you've recorded at Whispering Pines for years. But how did that studio make its way into the songwriting and the content of this new album?
Well, I was thinking a lot about the personas that performers project to the world, and then sort of thinking about looking at their lives more from the side of the stage. So what's their life like when they turn away from the camera, from the spotlight or the audience, and what's going on backstage? So, you know, there's a lot of happiness, but also heartbreak and hard luck and redemption and all that stuff.
I want to talk about one of the characters, and you obviously can't hear some of the production around the songs from the album today in your live performances, but it includes some interstitials with speaking, like the track One Hell of a Performer. I'm going to play a clip of One Hell of a Performer.
Welcome back.
Yep. All right.
How about that? What was that, French or something? Dang. Now, folks, from what I hear, this young fella coming up next is one hell of a performer. So without any further delay, let's see what he can do.
That's One Hell of a Performer from the new album Long Lost, and it sounds appropriately like long lost radio clips, kind of. So who is this voice? Who's speaking in that clip?
So it's kind of like chief among the ghosts that haunt the studio is this character we made called Tubbs Tarbell. And he's sort of like the father figure around the studio. You know, he's not really a performer, but he produces everybody and kind of corrals everybody and makes sure the machine keeps running, I guess. And he's kind of based on a few people. He's kind of a Porter Wagner type of guy in that he's got this show that he puts on, but he's kind of like a Lee Hazelwood type in that he's running this business that's kind of on the fringe of the mainstream. You know, it's not quite your everyday music studio. And you hear him a few times on the record, like you said, just almost these long lost bits of audio that are somehow still floating out there in the ether, you know, and we're somehow tapping into that. Not quite sure if it's some sort of spiritual seance or just tuning your radio the right way, but somehow you can hear old Tubbs.
Could you tell us about the mythical radio station that he works for, WBUB?
Yeah, sure. So he's got his studio at this station called WBUB, which is this old, you know, broadcast station way out in the middle of who knows where, in the middle of the woods. And it's unclear whether he's there alone or there's other people that work there or what, but he puts on his show from this little outpost in the woods. And I don't know, I miss that sense of, I guess, ritual and occasion that comes with old media.
For sure. This is World Cafe. This occasion is. I am talking to Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. So if the songs on the album are from perspectives of the characters, these ghosts who inhabit Whispering Pine Studio, let's take the song Mine Forever. We're going to hear you perform it next. Tell us about the characters in this song.
So this one's kind of meant to be sort of like a 60s band. So this is like a group of fellows, as I imagine it, kind of a folky, psychedelic thing. But in terms of the story, I just imagined, you know, an uncertain ending of a relationship, which everybody can relate to. But just putting it through that filter of sort of it's like unclear nostalgia. You're not exactly sure what time period it is, but you get all this sort of emotion that people have tied up with music of that era. I don't know. So it feels kind of bubblegummy, but also sort of longing and mysterious at the same time. Well, that's the intention anyway.
Here is Lord Huron performing Mine Forever for World Cafe.
Thank you.
performing for a live virtual audience. That was Lord Huron with Mine Forever. I'm Raina Duris, speaking with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. On this album, you definitely do this. Your music is often, I think, played with Old West or Western or frontier-y kind of themes, but this time, you know, you're really, really embracing that. You grew up in Michigan, so where did that fascination with that time and place come from?
Good question. I'm not sure where it originated. I guess probably, I think the way it really started was just with the love and appreciation for nature, and then from that, appreciating stories that took place in those sort of settings. You know, that naturally fits with sort of Western and adventure movies when I was a kid and getting really into that. And I don't know, that's just such an evocative genre in general. Like, music plays such a big part in it, which I was attracted to from a young age. You know, I remember hearing some of those Western scores, particularly Ennio Morricone scores when I was a kid, and just being, I don't know, sort of entranced by the sounds he was making and the feelings it was pulling out of me and the sense of scale that it created. And you know, it comes with great outfits and great music and all that too. And it's a little bit of action.
One of the videos that you guys put out was sort of a commercial for the Whispering Pines stable of artists, let's say, the collection of music. And there's a scene in one of them, there's a shot of Donnie and Midge who are promoting the song that we're about to hear you play. It's called I Lied. Could you tell me about those characters, about Donnie and Midge?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, writing that song, I had sort of the those classic country duets in mind, George Jones and Tammy Wynette and Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty, all that stuff I love. And again, kind of the same idea I was talking about before, about the public persona of those people and how different that was probably, and in some cases for sure, behind the scenes, you know, the way they interact on stage versus their real relationship that's going on behind the scenes. So that's kind of the way I think of them, as sort of a, I don't know, I imagine the tabloids writing about Donnie and Midge and saying, you know, are they back together? Or are they split up? And behind the scenes, it's a very different story where they either have a very platonic relationship or who knows? It could be anything. It could be hatred. It could be love of a different kind, maybe not romantic love. I don't know. I think there's a lot of rich territory there to be explored.
You're singing as Donnie in this song. On the album, Midge's part is performed by Allison Pontier. Today, Misty Boyce is playing Midge. What can you tell us, for people who don't know Misty, what can you tell us about her?
She's great. She's been touring with us for a few years. One of our best bubs, for sure. And she's got a beautiful voice. And she does her own solo work under her name, Misty Boyce. Check that out. But yeah, she's one of a kind.
I love this song. I think it's my favorite on the album, so I'm very excited to hear it. Is there anything else you'd like to say about I Lied before we hear you perform it?
No, I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, here it is. Lord Huron, I Lied.
I lied.
Lord Huron performing I Lied, joined by Misty Boyce in front of a live virtual audience for World Cafe. I've been speaking with Ben Schneider of Lord Huron. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Raina Duras. Thank you for listening to World Cafe from NPR.